Kennewick Man was buff. I mean really beefcake. So says Doug Owsley. He's the head of physical anthropology at the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History and led the study of the ancient remains. Owsley can read the bones like we might read a book. He looks for ridge lines that indicate which muscles Kennewick Man used the most and what he was doing with them. First off, he had muscular legs like a soccer player, likely from running, trudging, and hunting.
In his leg structure, he's certainly accustomed to very rapid movement, quick movement, and you can read that in those muscle ridges.
He also had killer arms because he threw a spear with the aid of a lever-like tool. Owsley says Kennewick Man was so strong in his right arm, he was like a pro baseball pitcher, and the bones show he got today's equivalent of a career-ending sports injury.
If it happened to a contemporary, you know, baseball pitcher, they'd need surgery. And it took off a piece of bone off the back side of the shoulder joint that would have been just essentially loose. And I'm sure that caused great complications in terms of his ability to throw.
Owsley's research includes this big revelation. Kennewick Man wasn't from the southeast Washington region along the Columbia River where he was found. Instead, Owsley says he was from the coast. The scientists can tell from chemical tests on tiny bits of his bone and the enamel on his teeth that he ate mostly marine animals.
Once a tooth erupts, it doesn't change. So that tiny, tiny piece of tooth enamel, by just hitting it with the same type of process, you can tell information about where he grew up as a child.
Owsley and forensic artists came up with a new sculpture of what Kennewick Man looks like. The remains known to tribes as the Ancient One draws his ancestry from the ancient peoples of Asia, Owsley says. The scientist describes the moment he looked at the new reconstruction of Kennewick Man's face.
He's so lifelike. And those eyes, when you look at those eyes have a piercing glare. I think this man has a story to tell us. And that there is very little that's known about that time period when you start getting back in the thousands of years. And that he's a true messenger.
Owsley has a new young adult book out with author Sally Walker. It's called Their Skeletons Speak. Owsley plans to release a much larger scientific text soon. I'm Anna King, outside of Mattawa, Washington.